Hello and welcome to my training. Chuck Holmes here, network marketing professional. What I want to do today is talk about how to build your belief in the MLM industry. This is a fun topic for me. It's something that a lot of people struggle with. A lot of people in the world, they have confidence issues. They have self-worthiness issues. And when they join our business, they bring those things with them. Now, if you want to be successful in this or anything else in life, it's important that you have confidence. It's important that you believe in yourself, that you think you're worthy, that you think you're deserving. And this is where personal development comes in. Everybody needs to do it. Now, in network marketing, there are four beliefs that you have to have. You don't have to have all these to get started. But if you want to go to the pinnacle of success, you have to believe in all of these 100%. You have to believe in your company. That includes the founders, the leadership team, the management team, their vision, their goals. Number two, the products or services that your company offers. Do you use them? Are they quality? Are they a good value? Are they good compared to the competition? Would you recommend them even if you didn't make money doing so? Number three is the industry. Do you believe that network marketing is legit or do you think it's a scam? Are you convinced that it's a great way to create residual income or do you still have your doubts? And finally, belief in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, it's going to be hard to get other people to believe in you. Remember, your prospect is going to evaluate you more than they do the company or the products. They want to make sure that you're someone worth joining. They want to make sure that you have integrity. They want to make sure that you're committed, that you're serious, and that you're willing to help them. And if you don't believe in yourself, it's going to be hard to transfer that belief to someone else. So there are really five ways that you can build your belief. And this is an ongoing process. It does not happen in an instant. It does not happen overnight. It really depends on where you start. If you start with no belief, it might take you a year or two to get 100% belief in all of these things. If you already have some basic beliefs, it might take you 2 or 3 months to get 100% belief in each of these areas. It's going to be different for every person. The first thing you want to do is you want to be a student of your business. Do not think of network marketing as a side hustle. Instead, think of it as your profession. What would you do if this was your profession? You would go to events to learn about the industry. You'd have a mentor. You'd visit popular websites about your niche. You would subscribe to trade publications. You'd be a student of your business. You'd be a sponge and you learn everything that you could. Number two is to associate with successful people. Now, here's the truth. Who you spend your time with has a huge impact on who you become and what you do. If you have kids, you understand this. You're very cautious about who your kids hang out with. Now, as an adult, the same principle holds true. You want to spend time with people who encourage you, who uplift you, and who bring out the best in you. You don't want to spend all your time with negative people. You don't want to spend time with people who are always whining or complaining. You want to rub elbows with people who lift you up. Number three, you want to work on your personal development. And here's the truth. Your business will never outgrow you. Your business will only grow as much as you do. This is why you need to read books, watch good YouTube videos, listen to podcasts, attend live events, talk with your mentor. You want to focus on daily improvement. You're not going to be a success story overnight. You are a work in progress, just like me, just like every other human being. And if you improve daily, within 6, 12, 18 months, you can be 100% better. Number four, you got to take all-out massive action. Now, here's the truth. You can do all the other things on this list, but if you don't at some point roll up your sleeves, get to work, mess a lot of things up, make some mistakes, you're probably never going to build the belief. I've learned more in the industry by doing than I have by studying about the industry. I've done more to improve my confidence and belief by getting out there, looking like a fool for a little bit, until I figured out how to overcome objections, how to close prospects, what to say to people, how to give rebuttals, how to follow up, all those basic skills. So go out and take all-out massive action. Don't just be a student. Take the information that you learn and implement it in your business. Finally is number five, and that is to learn about your company and its products. If you want to build up your belief in your company and the product line, you need to use your products. Don't use competitors' products. Be your own best customer. Use the products that your company makes. Visit your corporate headquarters if possible. Meet the CEO. Meet the management team. Do whatever you need to do until you have conviction and belief in the company, the leadership team, and the management team. And remember this. This is the key takeaway from today's training. The attitude comes before the paycheck. You don't get the belief because you become successful. Instead, you become successful because you've had the belief. The belief comes first. So work on that. Work on your belief in yourself. Work on your belief in the industry. Work on your belief in the company and its product line, and you will be well on your way to the mountaintop of success in network marketing. Thank you for tuning in today. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great day. Feel free to check out the links and the resources in the description box below this video. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. I try to post a new video every day. With that, I hope you have a great day. Thanks again.